Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Jeffrey and Pamela Polanco are sent out of Woodlawn Baptist Church in Bowie, Maryland. It's a fine church. I preach there and love those folk. And the Polancos is from the Dominican Republic originally, but was there in that church in Maryland. And then his wife, Pamela, was won to the Lord by one of our BMI missionary families there in the Dominican Republic. And they're doing a great job planting new churches. And they say one of the highlights of the month is that we gained access to two schools, one of them private and one public. We attempted to reach two other schools, but were unable to do so at this time. We preached to 13 different classrooms in these schools, targeting students aged 12 to 18. Please pray for us. We now have an open door in both schools, and I continue to visit them. Recently, I was asked to teach about creation and evolution, and I believe this open door presents an incredible opportunity for our ministry. Another significant effort was street preaching, with our teenagers taking the lead in many of these evangelistic outings. Throughout the month, we gave out 3,100 Romans and gospel tracts and witnessed to 591 people in both schools and streets. Among them, 157 made professions of faith. 18 of them attended church. Now the task is to follow up on those professions of faith and to see if those who claim to be converts now show signs of genuine conversion. I pray we can witness some authentic fruit from these efforts. Well, pray for the Polancos as they witness and as they train their people. And it's so great here that their teenagers are burdened to reach their neighbors there in the Dominican Republic. And Brother Jeffrey says, we also started evangelizing in Mata Bonita. And that's the town where we're considering starting our next church plant. Since January, 12 individuals from this community have visited the church here in Nagua. We're currently praying for a contact to initiate Bible studies in a home. Pray alongside with us that someone would offer their home for these Bible studies. And it's good to hear that our missionaries have a burden to reach out beyond their present ministries and win more people to Christ. Well, throughout the past year, we organized a healthy competition. Those who memorized our weekly Bible verse without missing a week were invited to an activity outside of town, and I'm grateful for those who dedicated themselves to memorizing the Bible faithfully and diligently. Although the competition is no longer ongoing this year, we observe the same dedication to Bible memorization among the brethren, which brings us joy in this small accomplishment. And I'd just like to add, my wife and I, we did that when back in the years we were in Senegal. Our people would memorize the Bible in multiple languages, and it was always a great joy to see them learn the Bible, the Word of God. Now, let me share some prayer requests for the Polancos. Number one, Mrs. Polanco, Pam, is expecting and has been on bed rest, but she is doing better, has some restrictions, and about halfway in her pregnancy. And they've learned that they're expecting a baby boy. And we can't wait to meet this little answer to our prayers in the months coming ahead. And pray for their follow-up ministry with the people they're trying to reach there in the DR.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.